Eli Stowers did not appear in a single compiled practice report or game note from the Eagles' camp week, and for a rookie tight end, that silence is itself the story. Quiet week, and for Stowers, it is roughly the week the June preview predicted. The last substantive read came back on August 4th, before this window, when Philly voice analyst Nick Trichome said Stowers, quote, hasn't been noticeable at all in training camp, in a good or bad way, and added that while his athleticism and pass catching were his selling points as a second-round pick, so far it is hard to see it. That assessment, relayed by Dave Holcomb at Heavy, framed Stowers as a developmental project being groomed behind Dallas Goedert rather than a 2026 contributor, which is almost word for word the June preview. We said then that Stowers was a Mackey Award winner and a record-setting athlete, a quarterback convert still learning to block, and that rookie tight ends behind established starters are the slowest developers in the sport. We said the honest way to hold him was as a ticket for 2027 with a small chance it punches early, and that the two doors to early relevance were heavy, two tight end usage, or a Goedert absence. Both doors moved the wrong way this week. Goedert is not absent. He is being featured. The Beat reporting says new coordinator Sean Mannion is building the offense to maximize Goedert, per Eagles Wire, and Goedert caught a red zone touchdown from Jalen Hurts in Wednesday's practice. A healthy, featured, in-form starter is the single biggest wall between Stowers and a role, and that wall got thicker. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. We said project, the Beat says project, and nothing in camp has argued otherwise. For most listeners, this is the first check-in on him, so the compressed version of the June case is this. The athletic ceiling is real, the record 45.5-inch vertical is real, and none of it matters this season unless the blocking comes along or the depth chart breaks. The checkable things for next week. Any Stowers target in the remaining preseason games, which would be his first dated on-field event of August, and Philadelphia's two tight end snap rate, still the only door to volume that does not require an injury. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFLverse.